Hey, good morning, podcast audience, Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Hey, listen, I'm going to break from the mold this morning and give you a different kind of podcast. Again, it deals with everyday situations in Columbus, Ohio, but this situation in particular deals with me. Here it is. Apparently, the local president does not want the branch president, which I am, parking in the branch president's spot. So he has solicited illegally, solicited the assistance of postal management to ensure that the elected branch president of Columbus, Ohio, is not allowed to park in the branch president's spot. Now, I know that sounds petty, and it is, but it's important to me. So, like I said to you about a month ago, when the local president came to Columbus, Ohio, and authorized the additional 45 casuals, let me tell you something, and again, this isn't some fantasy I'm having. The only thing the local president spoke about to the new plant manager was not letting Ken Hodge park in the branch president spot and making sure Ken Hodge received no union time. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I didn't know that Ken Hodge was that big of a trading chip, but that's not the way you take care of your members. You're making personal decisions based on keeping me out of office, not allowing me to do the work that you know I'm capable of doing, which you hope will hinder the amount of votes I get come this November. But I hope the members see through your shenanigans, local president. And if you have the authority or the autonomy, the power to work with postal management, why don't you do something good with it? You bargain away 45 additional employees, and all you ask is that the rightful owner of a parking space not be able to park there, and the elected official in that office not get any union time. What are you really afraid of? And to the new plant manager Morrow, I say to you, you approach the membership, you approach the employees there with the aura of you're a by-the-books kind of guy. You want to do things the right way. Well, I have to say, if you have a document in your office stating that Ken Hodge is the branch president for Columbus, Ohio, but yet you go against that document, an official document, because someone told you something, then I really have to question, do you have a sincere commitment to what's right and wrong, or the things you think are right, you are committed to, and the rest really don't matter? I'm just wondering, sir. But because I understand the nature of doing business, I'll say to you, you located a weak link in our union leadership, and you exploited it to the fact that you were able to bring 40 additional lower waged people on the rolls. That is going to affect the wages that regular mail handlers should be making or could be making. You were able to do that, and all you gave up in return was a parking space and a commitment that you will continue to not let Ken Hodge, to not let Ken Hodge get union time. If I'm postal headquarters, yeah, I'm probably gonna pop a bottle of champagne to you for that deal. But if I'm union headquarters, I guess I'd have to say, hey, what's going on in Ohio right now? You know, it's funny because the Tour 1 chief steward working with your local president and the currently out on sick leave plant manager, they all kind of put this game in play. Because, you know, when I'm at work, if I come to work and someone's in my parking space, well, I just usually slide over into a government spot until they leave, and then I come back out and move my car. And apparently that's not good enough. I think, so just a minute, when I say that's not good enough, I received a 7-day paper suspension today on Thursday for just what I said. Again, when I report to work, being the branch president, being the union president, if you read the sign, has got designated parking. If another mail handler or clerk or whomever is in that spot, I just simply slide over one spot in the government spot, and I'm usually there about 10 or 15, no more than a half hour, from 6 or 6:30, and I'll come out and move my car. But again, because the plant manager made an agreement with the local president that they want to give me a hard time about that parking spot, I was given a 7-day paper suspension for parking in that government spot because the spot that was designated for me was occupied with another mail handler. So if the local president can send certification sheets to the plant manager, and when I say certification sheet, the local president is required by contract, by constitution, to update the plant manager with the staff of union personnel in an office. On April the 3rd or April the 6th, a new certification sheet came out, and branch president Kenneth Hodge is on the sheet. But yet, the plant manager won't allow me to park in the branch president spot. And listen, folks, I know this is a lot about a parking space, but if you're in Columbus, it's much greater than that. And if the parking space is designated for that position, then I don't understand why it's an issue that I park there because I'm in that position. Now, what the local president and the plant manager allows is the tour two chief steward. He can park in the union president's position, but the union president can't. I'm just saying it's a bunch of nonsense, and it makes me think or contemplate if the local president can convince postal management to violate a certified document, then it might be possible, I don't know, that maybe a local president could convince certain post offices to hold ballots or not send ballots out. I'm just saying, because once you decide that the rules don't matter, then they don't matter. But real quick, and here's what I'm looking at. The plant manager spoke to me about BIP not wanting me to park in my parking space. Okay, the other morning I came in, again, mail handler in my spot. I parked in a government spot about a half an hour, came out, moved my car. Well, within that half hour, I guess the plant manager had driven through the parking lot and taken pictures. So now he comes to, this is a story I get. He's irate. He's throwing a tantrum about Ken Hodge parking. Wow, all the things going on in Columbus, a parking spot really got you upset. But nonetheless, he wants something done to Ken Hodge right now. So you go find a supervisor. Now, notice I said you go find a supervisor. See, I have a supervisor, but that wasn't good enough for the post office. What they wanted to do is they found a supervisor in automation. Now, let me tell you about the supervisor who they found to come and give me a PDI. And you tell me, is it conspiracy or is it just me? They find a supervisor in automation to give me a PDI, not my supervisor. I don't directly work for him, but the supervisor they found, if you'll remember about a month and a half ago, I did a podcast that no EAS employees reported for work on a particular tour. Well, the supervisor they found to give me a PDI was the supervisor who was supposed to be at work but wasn't. So now it's just a coincidence that, okay, we're going to go get you to come in here and give Ken Hodge a PDI. Here, maybe you can get him back for what he did to you. Really? Is that what we do in the post office? I reported that no EAS came to work that day because that was a fact. So now I guess we getting revenge, reprisals, because you were the supervisor. And again, when I did my podcast, I didn't know it was you that I was telling on. But so now you get a little get back. Okay, so nonetheless, the supervisor comes in, gives me a PDI, and I have my union steward there. So what I said in the PDI didn't get transposed on his paper or in the letter. So the PDI that he gave and the letter of warning, the 7-day no time served suspension I received was definitely not even the same conversation. So now they go find another supervisor to issue the letter to me. Now, granted, we have a supervisor on the apps, but it was that important to the plant manager that I get this 7-day no time served suspension about a parking space. I guess he want to keep good on his promise to bid. That's what I deal with, just trying to represent members. But you know what? That doesn't stop me, folks. In fact, it just makes me more committed. Have a good day. That's a day in the life of Kenny Hodge. Struggling to get back into his elected position and trying to convince you through his body of work to elect him to your next local presidency of National Postal Mail Handlers Union 304. 180 degrees, new direction, new voice for the mail handlers.